Today is February 1st, 2023, and this is the Pulsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Ducharme, Boom Man, drowns. Albert Ducharme, Boom Man at the Hump Tulips Boom of the Grace Harbor Boom Company, was drowned while at work yesterday, the body being recovered about 4:30 o'clock, about a half mile from the mouth of the Hump Tulips River. Ducharme was working alone, and the manner of his death is unknown, although he is believed to have slipped on a log and struck his head on something as he fell, rendering him unconscious. Fergus Morrow, foreman over him, found what he believed to be marks where the man had slipped. Ducharme was missing about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and a searching party started hunting for him, Otto Reby being the first to sight the body. Others in the search were Ray Smith, Charles Fleming, Walter Griffin, J.J. Dwyer, Fred Sear, Frank Sear, and Steve Tye. Relatives of the dead man are believed to exist, although no letters or other correspondence has been found, and their whereabouts are as yet unknown. The body is at the Pinnock Parlors, awaiting funeral arrangements. In other news, Timber Company on East Hoquiam making record. A record in logging operations is being made by a single logging camp of the Greenwood Timber Company on the East Hoquiam River, according to S.S. Rowe, scaler for the company, who reports 22 carloads a day, or an average of 154,000 feet a day, the record so far for the county. The company is at present operating in the Burrows and Rust Timber in Section 10. This comprises 15 million feet and was purchased recently by the company. Preparations are being made to establish another camp when it is expected the cut will average 300,000 feet a day. The cut is being logged into the company's own boom grounds on the East Hoquiam River. Standardizing of the grading of harbor lumber is proposed by Mr. Rowe, who was brought in from Puget Sound by the Greenwood Timber Company, and will have entire charge of scaling the company's cut. Mr. Rowe has established offices in this city under the name of the Grace Harbor Log Scaling and Grading Bureau. The local method of scaling differs somewhat from the new method in falling timber of the Greenwood Company. And finally, two hurt when they leap from hotel windows. Two men were hurt and heavy property loss resulted from a fire which broke out in the rear of the third story of the Riverside Hotel on Chenault shortly before 3 o'clock this morning. It was nearly an hour before the department got the blaze under control. The men injured were on the third floor, and when the flames were discovered by them, the halls were so filled with smoke they broke out the windows and leaped to the ground. G. L. Wyanett sustained a broken ankle and tore two fingernails from his left hand when he jumped, and O. V. Parrish broke his wrist. Both were sent to the Hoquiam General Hospital for attention. They lost all their possessions. The men had but recently moved to the hotel from the YMCA, where they had been rooming, and were to go to work at one of the mills today. One report was that the fire started from a kitchen stove in the rear of the third story, but the landlady was of the opinion it started from a cigarette carelessly thrown away. The property is owned by A.M. Newth, and the hotel is operated by H.T. Heisler. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on February 1, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023, to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to invite you to our first Saturday's Polson Presents programs held at the Hoquiam Library. Join us February 4th at 2 p.m. when Professor William Woodward presents his lecture, "Will the 2020s Roar Like the 1920s? This Humanities Washington-sponsored lecture promises to provide a wealth of broader context to the local stories you enjoy hearing here each week in the Pulsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.